And you're back with Judy Alucard. I'm your host, Chef Judy. And around my table this morning, we're talking licorice for Valentine's Day with Elizabeth Erlikson from Licorice International, located at P and Q.
Yes, on 8th Street between P and Q. Yeah.
And it is just lovely. You've got to go by. We're going to be talking about that. This is a really, basically a real clean food for allergies, but we'll talk more about that after we find out what Ramona has to say. Good morning, Ramona.
Good morning. I have a question on the calorie count. Is there a difference in the calorie count between black and red licorice?
I think so. I think you're probably going to have fewer calories in the black. There's probably more artificial ingredients in a red one. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's a big difference. For the kookaburra, which is from Australia, all of the pieces, both black and red, are 35 calories.
For how big of a portion?
Well, each piece of the kookaburra.
And how big is that?
Oh, it's probably, you'd probably want three pieces to make it's about an inch and a half.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good question. That answers my question.
Well, thank you, Ramona.
Thank you.
We have bye-bye. We have Vera on the line. Good morning, Vera.
Hi, good morning. Say, can you tell me, you know, if you drink enough coffee, you can get coffee stains on your teeth. If you eat enough black licorice, can you get black licorice stains?
You know, I thought that you'd get stains, but my husband eats so much black licorice, and his teeth are just white and pearly, so I don't think so.
Just keep brushing. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You know, I love that question. Excellent question. Does your tongue get black when you eat licorice?
Only if there's black dye in it. Oh.
Okay, well, let's find out what Linda has to say, too, today. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I was just wondering, and maybe I missed this, you might have said it, where licorice comes from, and what percentage of, like, black licorice is actually licorice? Like, if you buy it over the counter in the grocery store, it's, like, 2%. So,
Oh, boy, I'll tell you.
Which is little.
Great question. Thank you.
That is a great question. The licorice root is the source of real licorice, and it's like any other kind of flavoring. Like, you would get vanilla from a vanilla bean, you get licorice extract from a licorice root. And basically, that's what we're talking about when you talk about real licorice. As far as what you're asking as to how much licorice is in any one piece, whether you buy it over the counter at the grocery store or you buy it at our place, it really depends on the manufacturer. So if it's made in the United States, it probably does not even have real licorice in it. For the most part, it has anise in it, which is very different from licorice. And anise has different herbal qualities. The licorice that you would get at the grocery store probably is just an artificial flavored piece of candy.
That's kind of what I thought, too. My grandfather used to love horehound candy, and I think that was anise.
You know, horehound is probably its own flavoring, and we do have horehound candy at Licorice International.
Oh, we'll try it.
Good.
How fun.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, you're like a walking encyclopedia on licorice.
I'm amazed.
Yeah, you don't realize how much you really know about licorice, but I will tell you, I was absolutely amazed of the different flavors and flavor profile and textures, all the different licorices. Licorice is just not what you find in the grocery store. We have Jill on the line with a question. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. Along the same lines as you guys were talking about the different flavors of licorice, I was wondering, do you sell the actual licorice flavoring at your store?
We don't, and I've been looking at doing that. I have contact with a place that sells extracts, and I actually have an order in right now to see whether or not I want to carry that.
That would be, I think, wonderful, the good pure anise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the licorice.
Licorice
extract.
That could be incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, you have the licorice root.
I do, but that's probably not good for cookies.
Oh, yeah. But it'd be good for making liqueurs.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have the recipe on that. We talked about it last time you were on.
On the blog.
On the blog, so you can check that in. Jill, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have Connie on the line. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning. I was just listening to you. You listen every morning, but my husband absolutely loves black licorice. He won't eat red. My goodness, that's just horrible. So I just wanted to ask, is all black licorice the same, or like, do you have varieties from like different countries that would taste a little different? Or what do you think is the best one?
Well, that's a really good question. We have licorice from 14 different countries, and we have the largest selection in the United States. All of the licorices have, as Judy said, different taste profiles. That's part of the fun of it. Mm-hmm. The most popular is from Australia. It's called Kookaburra.
Oh, really?
And yes, I would recommend that if you get something for your husband that you at least include that. But there are wonderful varieties from Holland. I would probably just say stop by. We have a good sampler to start with. If you're looking for a gift, you can get a variety of samplers. We've picked out some of our most popular items. So stop in and we'll help you.
And they're reasonably priced, we should mention, too. It's like this, it's under $20 mm-hmm, to get mm-hmm. a beautiful sampling of these incredible licorices. And so when you're talking about the same thing, you know, when I talk about chocolates, you really want to make sure you're doing a high quality chocolate with a lot of cacao in it, over 70% that you want when you look at chocolate. Same thing when you look at licorice. You want to go to a really good quality. And it's really important to know this is not going to break the bank. It is reasonable. It's fun. And this, like this little heart-shaped bag, you said this is $4?
Yes, we have. These are heart-shaped jelly beans. Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lovely, you know, if you wanted to get just a small gift mm-hmm. for someone, this is great. And then the sampler under $20. Mm-hmm. I love it. Thank you so much for the call.
And thank you very much.
All right. Okay, we have, do we have time to take the last call?
Yeah, one more from Carolyn.
Great. Carolyn, hi.
Hi, Judy. My question for Elizabeth is, I was wondering, okay, you buy this licorice, get it home, then should, if you're not going to use some of it right away, do I need to wrap it up in some saran wrap or will it not dry out?
Oh, I like this question.
That's a good question. I would say just put it into a plastic container or into a tin can that you might use for cookies, and okay. Do not freeze it. Don't put it in the refrigerator.
Don't put it in the refrigerator. Okay.
Good. And it is wonderful. So, Carolyn, thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We are going to go to the news. We're going to come back, and we are going to talk more about why this is great for people. Gluten-free, food allergies, licorice can be the perfect gift for almost anyone that you know. We'll talk more about that with Elizabeth from Licorice International when we come back. And we would love to hear from you. All your names are going for the drawing at the end of the show. 489-1240, 1-800-825-5865 is the number to call. You're listening to Judy a la carte. I'm your host, Chef Judy.